Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, over 1,300 Ukrainian refugees in Ireland are being moved from their accommodation in the weeks leading up to Christmas as 50 contracts between the Department of Integration and providers have been terminated. Now, some of these people have become integrated in their communities and they've been living in those communities that they've integrated into over the last 2 years or so, while others are receiving treatment for health conditions locally, and they're distressed over not knowing where they'll move to next and whether they can continue their treatment at their current locations or not. That's the problem that these Ukrainians face. Our reporter, Emer McCauley, is here to tell us more, and she's been looking into this. What do we know about what's behind all of this, Emer?
Hi, Cormac. Well, already this year, 243 contracts were terminated as part of the government's policy of consolidating its portfolio of emergency accommodation. Another 35 contracts ended in November, which with just over 1,000 people being relocated. But now there are real concerns about the 1,328 Ukrainians being moved in the run-up to Christmas. There's specific concern for those with young children in local schools. I met with one community of Ukrainians in Leitrim who, following a petition, have been allowed to stay where they are until mid-January, having initially been told they would have to vacate in early November. In a statement to this programme, the department initially said that contracts are being terminated when the provider ends them, or when the department ends them for health and safety concerns or other reasons. However, today they gave me a further breakdown and clarified that in November, just 5 contracts were ended by providers and 32 were ended by the department. And for the contracts ending in December, it's the department who's decided to end all of them, with the consolidation of its portfolio being the primary reason. So essentially, it's a cost-cutting exercise. They added that every effort has been made not to move people over the Christmas period, and where possible, they are trying to relocate people locally. In this case, the accommodation provider was informed that the number of contracts the government relies on are being severely reduced as vacancies in bigger centres arise and that there's a need to achieve value for money and eliminate unnecessary expense.
Okay, so that's what they told you, Emer. Do we know what impact this is having on the Ukrainians who are being moved?
Yes, so the Ukrainians I met in Leitrim have been living there since August 2022. There are 9 children in the group, including 4 babies and 6 retirees, and they say that they've settled into the locality and a move would negatively impact their health and well-being. Angelina Protswick is a teenager living at the Lakeside Cottages in Drumcong. When I met the Ukrainians, she translated for many of them who couldn't speak English.
I went to school for 2 years already, and after that I found the courses in the Drumshambo and I already studied to chef.
You're becoming a chef?
Maybe. Hopefully.
That's exciting. And do you like living here now?
Yes, so good place. And I found my boyfriend.
Victoria, Angelina's mother, is from Chernobyl. On the day that Russia invaded Ukraine, she gave birth in the bunker of a hospital.
I was in hospital because I born my son in.
She didn't have lights, nothing, electricity, nothing. She was in the bunker at night and there is no electricity. She was just flash on the phone, just checking baby.
Victoria has a daughter in college, a son in primary school and a 7-month-old baby. She tells me that she cannot imagine uprooting them after more than 2 years here.
Hope I stay here because 4 children and my baby stay here very good. I feel very bad.
Victoria's son Artem has become the top goal scorer on the local Kiltubrid football team.
Yeah, I played Gaelic. The first time when I was playing Gaelic, it was so hard to study it, how to make solos, pick up. So many people helped me, so I found it easier.
When did you score your first goal in a match?
Here, in the Kiltubrid pitch. No, I think I was so happy to score, because I don't know how to play it, so I just score.
Olha Postoloskia and her husband Ihor are retirees. Last winter, she had a stroke at the cottages and became immobile in her legs and her arm.
Зразу
The first, this was hard because another country. But after that, she's like, it's good. She feels that she's like at home here. She was 1 year in hospital. Yeah, she said it's so difficult because she can't do herself nothing. Her legs is not working.
She said that she feels better here. If they will move out, like who they can ask for help because they don't speak English.
Well, it really, Emer, sounds like that community has become very tight-knit over the last 2 years or so.
Yes, Cormac. And Olga, who you heard from there, who suffered a stroke, she's been able to stay in that area because the whole community has been helping to meet her care needs. Now, it should be said that the department said that healthcare needs will be taken into consideration when people are being relocated. Because that area is quite remote in County Leitrim, in Drumcong, the accommodation provider ended up becoming quite involved in helping them get to school and medical appointments. He's trying to help them find local accommodation in the area now, but he said that's going to be a struggle for many of them.
The manner in which the government is moving people is not great. Now, I offered to cut my rates by 50%. Did nothing. I got the termination letter on a Thursday, and on the Friday morning I had a relocation team looking to know exactly who was who, where they were, and the names were on an Excel spreadsheet, colour-coded, to show who was together and who wasn't. They've no idea where they're going. Could be to a hotel where they get their social welfare cut to €38 a week. And when they closed the hotel in Drumshambo, basically people were scattered to the four corners of the country. And a lot of those women had their kids in school here.
Before Ukrainians lived here, did tourists rent these cottages?
They were holiday homes. They're specifically designed as holiday homes.
The first thing people will think is, okay, well, the contract obviously works out well for accommodation providers. I take it there was no issue with getting this place booked out as holiday homes.
No, there wasn't. We're right on the doorstep of the northwest of Ireland. Leitrim is a thriving little county. Very few people know about it. We have had a great impact on local business. We haven't taken from the community because the people who live here still go to the same shops as the tourists would go to.
How many people are living in this
There's
community?
There's 30 people. It became a vocation instead of a job. When they first arrived, I got them into schools. I would drive the kids myself to and from school every day until I got the school bus organised. They've become my family as well.
You've had some real life events here.
I had babies born. Like Andrew, I suppose, was the biggest. He became ill. I would take him to all his medical appointments. Andrew died and 1 month later, David was born. So everybody here has each other's back. As I say, they're deeply involved in the community. To break them up would be such an act of cruelty. You don't take people who've worked so hard and move them to a different part of the country, take their kids out of a school and put them into a different school. Think about the future for those kids. They'll think, well, why would I make friends? I'm not going to have friends. Maybe I'll be moved in 6 months. If you think about the women who have jobs, they'll say, well, why should I work? What is the point of integrating into a society if every time a vacancy or a decision is made that, okay, well, this hotel can accommodate 4 people and let's split them again?
I don't know how you answer that question, but how do people in the locality feel about the Ukrainian people being moved out, Emer?
Well, some locals in this part of Leitrim were actually disappointed when 170 Ukrainians were removed from a hotel back in May of this year. And many locals actually took those people into their homes, which may make it harder for this cohort of 30 to find similar accommodation locally. I got speaking to one man about it in Carrick on Shannon, and he said in this part of the country, they actually want to attract more people. They don't want people being moved out.
There are quite a number of them living in the Loch Allen Hotel. It was very important to the town, that hotel, but there was no protests or anything like that. They were prepared to allow that go, imagine, which is it's very good reflection on them. What happened now in the past year is that the government pulled the plug on people living in hotels like that.
And what do people make of that locally?
People were not happy that they were pulled out of the hotel, just like that. No notice hardly at all. No preparation of where they were going to go. Local people then offered to let them stay in their houses, and that's what's happening now. I think nearly all of them.
Do you think that was because people had gotten to know them and they'd become part of the community?
Exactly, yes. It's a different attitude, I think, west. They want people to come and live. You know what I mean?
Why is that? Do you need more people here?
I think so. I think, remember, there was an incentive there for people to come because they wanted to fill up schools. They couldn't get a teacher because they didn't have enough kids going to the school. That sort of, there's a bit of that, I think, around the Drumshambo area, that it's nice that people come and live. Otherwise, it becomes, they can't put out football teams, they can't put out teams like that in the local GAA. The more people that come, the better. That was sort of generally the attitude. They made friends with the kids, you see, and some of them, I think, have joined the GAA, which is great.
And that report from our reporter, Emer McCauley.